Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that's delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming, and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guest, what I'd like to do is I would like to share today's G-note. Today's G-note simply says, it is belief that drives our passions. And what I know is that it's our passions that drive our lives. And so it's important to build very, very, very powerful, powerful beliefs. So what I'd like to do is I would like to introduce our guest host today. We do have a guest host with us. So what I would like to do is introduce our guest host, Hank Eater. Hank, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hello, well, hi there.
Thanks for having
welcome.
Me today.
Welcome, welcome. I appreciate having you here. So what I'd like to do is talk about today's guest. I'm having a little bit of feedback, so I think, Hank, you might have to call back into the connection. Can you do that for me?
You'd like me to do that? Sure.
I would like you to do that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you. So what I'm going to do is while we get, because Hank's in a different location and he's calling in for us, what I'd like to do is introduce today's guest. Today's guest is Peter Baxa, and he is the author of Think Yourself Young. And what's really fascinating, I've been reading this book, and it's amazing. And Peter talks about a life that can be greatly extended and postponing aging. Oh, this is something that we all want to talk about. I know we've sent a lot of messages out through the social network. Social networks. We know we have a lot of folks that are listening to the show and very excited to hear this information. Now, we talk a lot about the law of attraction, being able to create the things that you want in your life. And if belief in a thing makes it so, then there must be a way to cycle aging and death. And when you abandon the misperceptions of life, summon up the courage to face life's simple fundamental truths, you can lead a more youthful, joyous life by simply making the right physical, mental, and dietary changes to your current lifestyle. Now, joining me today is investigative journalist Peter Baxa. And Peter recently spent time in Beijing, China, at the Lama Temple, living among Tibetan monks. And he wanted to gain insight into their secret recipe for making time stand still and living a robust life well past 120 years of age. What I'd like to do is welcome Peter to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Well, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here, and it's really some fascinating stuff. And when you take a look at what's going on in the world today with health and healing, and I'm just so fascinated to share your information with my listening audience. So would you give a little bit of your background?
Well, I spent the last 10 years doing a literary review that went back to Lao Tzu, who was the founder of Taoism 5,000 years ago, and any literary work that came about as a matter of theology, so sort of theological texts where I essentially diluted them down to common denominators or basic principles that they all agreed. If they didn't agree, then I took it off the list. After I was done diluting the list to these basic principles, I then crossed over into the area of quantum physics, and quantum physics is our language in the millennium to discuss how the universe works, you know, maybe who God is. And I looked at, so I combined the two areas and I cross-referenced quantum physics principles. and I looked for explanations. And after I was all done, I wrote a book called The Point of Power that explains the theoretical basis of my technology that I came up with, which was intend, declare, and detach. This is how we create our lives in the natural, and the derivation of theological precepts, as well as you know, the most contemporary view of science, quantum physics, and how the universe works. I then theorized, developed a theoretical framework. I explained how this works using contemporary science, and then I explained how you can apply it. The basic applications of the book that we're talking about today, Think Yourself Young, is an offshoot. It's a specific focus on how you would use the intend, declare, and detach technology to slow down the aging process, to reverse it, and how our thoughts essentially manifest themselves in our physiology.
Well, the listening audience here, well, that's awesome. There's a lot of questions going to come out of that quick conversation. But the listening audience here has been hearing since I've been on the air about the extraordinary power of our mind to literally manifest our lives. Peter, I've been studying how this works for the last 36 years and been sharing it on the air for almost 10. And so being able to take information and to be able to say, what can we do about this information? We know how powerful our thoughts are. What can we do with this information to truly have the energy and the lifestyle and the health and the healing that we'd like? I see so many folks that are successful and aging, but I don't mean aging as getting old, but getting older. And there are a lot of folks that are just talking about so many diseases and so many ailments. It's a little bit frightening. And so where do folks start? Are you with me?
Absolutely. Yeah. Going back to the technology from book one, you know, the first thing is to set an intention, to set an intention clearly, and to set an intention in a way that the universe can actually give you back what you want. So many of us don't even, we're unclear about what we're doing each day. When I do workshops with people, one of the first questions I ask is, what do you want? What do you want to manifest? Why are you here? And the answers that I get are clearly answers that are so diluted that you're not communicating anything to me, let alone the universe. So the first thing is set the intention clearly. And I use the analogy of going to a restaurant and going to an Italian restaurant, and you're sitting there and you want to order some food. You decide that you want the risotto, for instance. Well, as you place the order, you place it with a waiter. You can already taste the risotto. Maybe you've already, there's no doubt in your mind that you're going to be getting the risotto shortly. You can taste it. You can maybe smell it. You're placing the order with a waiter that can actually perform the duties of getting the food for you, and the net result is you end up with the risotto. I believe that the universe is the same way. You need to place your order with the universe as though you're ordering it off of a menu, and you know that it's gonna arrive. Does that read to you? Does that communicate to you?
That not only communicates to me, it's something that I live and breathe by in a big way. And what I want to do, and we're gonna have a lot of fun talking, Peter. I'm so happy to have you here. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna dip off to our first break, and we're gonna be right back. This is Candy G with Peter Baxa. Think Yourself Young and a whole host of other great things. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and we are here with my special guest, Peter Baxa, and Think Yourself Young. Slow, stop, and reverse the aging process. You know, Peter, we were talking about the extraordinary power of our thoughts. And I want to talk a little bit about, you talk in your book about life's truths. Let's talk about aging not being normal.
Well, I think that going back to what we were just talking about in terms of setting an intention, when you set the intention, you actually have to have faith in the idea that you're going to accomplish what you want. So when we speak of life's truths, I spend one-third of the book convincing the reader that they don't have to age the way that they think they're going to age. If you just go back and, you know, watch old movies, you go back to Humphrey Bogart and watch Casablanca, and you look at the way the characters look in those movies, I mean, they don't look like they're 35 years old. They look like they're in their 50s. And if you go back to the Roman era and you look at someone who's 30 years old, they've lost their teeth, they're losing their hair, they're on their way out. They're basically, the correlative age would be 90. So we have advanced our aging process, in terms of reversing it, approximately 300% since the Roman era. So much of what we're talking about here is you've got to believe in the intention. If you believe that you're old and you speak in terms of, oh, I don't have the energy that I used to, or you perceive other people as not acting their age. And you see a 50-year-old man that's playing in the playground and acting like a child. You know, our perception of that person, well, he's not acting his age. Well, that's why you're going to age. That's your belief system, that at 50 you should have gray hair and you should be sitting in a library somewhere doing nothing. I mean, the anti-aging process has so much to do with the way that we think about how old we are, the way that we manifest our physiology. And I think that if you've been studying this for as long as you have, it shows up in your physiology in a number of ways, not just your aging process, in terms of disease and stress and all that. So I address how your thoughts specifically affect their aging. I'm sure you've probably covered this sort of material in your studies.
Well, you know, I really have, and in a big way, like a lot of folks will, they'll take a look at me, and when they find out what my age is, as a matter of fact, I told somebody a couple of weeks ago, and she just stared at me with her mouth hanging open, and she said, "Whatever you're doing, I want to do."
Right.
And I know that I get that response from folks all the time. I'm 56. I'm very, very proud of my years here on this incredible planet. And my husband, he's got 8 years on me. He's 64. And the interesting thing is he and I live a very active lifestyle, but we're always talking about things that are alive. We're always being in the aliveness of our life and not looking at those things that could go wrong. And I will tell you, we keep our thoughts on straight when it comes to being youthful and having vitality and strength and all of those things. We actively practice those in a thought process that we feed to our conscious and subconscious minds. It's true that we do, because I believe thoughts are so extraordinary. But the other piece is we also take the action steps that we need to take. We work out, we eat right, we do all those things as well, reduce stress as much as we can.
No, you're bringing me to the next point of the technology, which is the declare portion. The declare portion is where you align your behaviors, place your behaviors in alignment with your intention. So your words, your thoughts, as you're saying, your behaviors. That means maintaining a proper diet, exercise, being open to modern technology, the medical advances that are occurring now. I mean, we're living in a time that's just amazing. The anti-aging and the technologies that are coming that are in process right now, and we're going to see exponential increases in modern technology and medicine in the next 10 years. And I believe that we're going to see people living well past 120 years of age in the next 2 decades easily.
And, you know, it's a pretty exciting time, I think. You know, I hear what you're saying. It's a pretty exciting time. How has this information that you've garnered and you've studied, how has it affected you in your life? What kind of changes have you made so that you could be as youthful and as healthy as possible?
This research has been the most powerful research that I've ever gotten in back of. Reading the theological texts, cross-referencing with quantum physics. As an academic, I spent 10 years in higher education. I was a professor, and I came out of an academic box where the belief systems all refer to things that you can create a mathematical model and you can prove and be approved using peer review. So I come from that kind of a background, and I talk about the weaknesses of that sort of a system because that academic background creates a box for us. Everything is statistical, everything is mathematical, and if you can't prove it within that box, then of course it's not true. Now the rest of society, the box comes in terms of what the media is telling you, what your parents told you, what our belief systems, and so the belief systems in our thinking, what I've found is the having the clarity of thought to set a proper intention and then be open, gracious, and humble. Those are the three characteristics that I believe lead you to success with regard to anti-aging, whether it has to do with money, whether it has to do with romance. As you set the intention, you have to believe it on a conscious level and a subconscious level. So you have to believe that you're young. It's actually a lot of fun. And quieting your mind prior to setting the intention, I talk about that in all three of my books. But in the last 3 years, I've been doing a daily meditation. I took a lot of the rituals from the Tibetan monks that I lived with. And in the last 3 years, my ability to manifest has increased tenfold. And what you find is as you begin to manifest the things that you desire, the game changes for you because you realize you can actually manifest anything that you want. It's kind of scary. Because as you manifest, then what you realize is it's really the game that we're playing here on Earth, this journey that we're on. It's not about what we're getting or attracting or our life situations, and whether they're bad or good or indifferent. It's how we deal with them. And as you begin to manifest, you realize, holy cow, I can actually manifest anything that I want. Now, what am I going to do with it? And the question then becomes, what's your consciousness? What's your level of consciousness with which you confront each life situation as it arises, and you realize that it's your consciousness that manifests your life situations. So as you come to
I want to ask right there, as I'm going to stop real quick and say, for those folks that are listening, and they're listening to you, and they're very intent on listening, explain to those folks what you mean by consciousness, for those folks that might not understand.
Well, that's a great question. Consciousness is the way that we look at the universe, the way that we look at concepts like God, the way that we look at life, a life situation. There's a gentleman at the University of Wisconsin for the last 30 years has been hooking people up to electroencephalographs and reading their brain waves. And he's aligned, he's correlated brain waves. The brainwave frequency of a human being is in direct correlation with their level of consciousness. For instance, he just recently did a study that involved the Dalai Lama. And Dalai Lama his brainwaves fired off the charts. I mean, not only did he hit extremely high levels, but he found that not only the Dalai Lama's brainwaves, but even the students of Buddhism were able to maintain a brainwave frequency where other students from the same university would come and it would go to a certain level, but then it would come back down. So your brainwave and your consciousness. This is not mysticism. This is not theoretical. This is science. And what we found was, just to put it in layman's terms, on the lower level frequency levels of brainwaves, people have a very difficult time manifesting anything positive. A good example might be, and I don't know if you know of anyone in your life whenever you spend time with them, it doesn't matter what the life situation is, it's always someone else's fault. I call that the victim mentality. Do you have any people in your life?
I'm nodding. Yeah, I'm nodding.
Right.
I'm hoping you're seeing me
you're
nod
on radio,
this phone
okay.
go.
I'm kidding.
Peter, but anyways, that's awesome.
The deal is this. So if you think about, if you measure this individual that you know, their brainwave, they're blaming their husband, they're blaming their boyfriend, they're blaming their employer, they never have enough money, it's always, I wish. And that victim mentality, if you measure their brainwave, it's a very low-frequency brainwave. The difference between a low-frequency brainwave and a high-frequency brainwave is the amount of information in the cycle. So it's the amount of data. So if you take that, just use, apply common sense, you take a person who has a very high-frequency brainwave, they're processing so much more information. And so their capacity to manifest is much higher, theoretically speaking. Conversely, if you just, again, apply common sense, if you look at that person, that individual that is always complaining, he's complaining, he comes home from work, he's not making enough money, and then he, of course, blames his manager because the manager's not paying attention to all the great stuff that he's bringing. So he comes and he's complaining about the client base that he's working with, he's complaining about the other employees. Think about the way that person manifest their existence when they go into work. Other people can feel that energy. You know that, right? So, I mean, it turns
very
out
much so, right?
Customers that come in and work with them and they feel that energy and they don't want to do business with them. The manager has to tell them three times to do something, and of course, he's going to put up a defense mode every single time. So if you just apply that sort of common sense to how this intend, declare, detach technology functions, and you bring consciousness into the equation, you say, well, this is a low-level thinker, this is the way their life is going to turn out. And I see it all over the place. I see it all the time with people that want to lose weight, with people that are struggling with stress levels, with people that are struggling with romantic existence, whether it's business. You see it play out so clearly, the level of consciousness and their individual life situation. Conversely, if you go to the higher levels of consciousness, take Buddha, you take Jesus Christ, you take the Dalai Lama, they have theorized about their brainwaves based on some academic methodology. I'm not sure how they got these numbers, but they basically said that these people who were self-actualized, they were going to have brainwave cycles at a certain frequency. So if you think about the consciousness of these theological figures, the way that they looked at the world, the way that they had extremely high levels of faith, and then you took that mentality and you put them in human life situations, well, their lives were pretty amazing. And again, the consciousness is your perception of your reality. If you're a victim thinking, victim mentality, of course, you're going to create life situations that are an outcome of that thinking. Of course, if you feel powerful and you feel positive.
I don't know, Peter, can you hear that music? That means we've got to head off to another break, but we're going to be right back. I love your conversation. I have so many
great
questions. This is Candy G, and what a great show. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And quite a fascinating conversation about thinking yourself young with Peter Baxa. And we're learning how the Tibetan monks, they stop time, live past the age of 120 years of age. And really, Peter, I'm taking notes and writing down questions as fast as I can. And if I could, we probably could have a five-hour show on this topic. You know, I'm listening to you talk about folks that have a victim mentality and complaining and talking about low frequency and low level thinkers. How much in this does taking responsibility come into play here?
Well, as you begin to increase your frequency, your brainwave frequency, you go into different categories. And one of the categories is courage. And the victim mentality is one type of mentality. Then you get into a more ego-centered person, and then you grow into a person that has characteristics such as courage. Courage is another brainwave frequency. Courage is a reflection of a person's consciousness. So if you think of a person that has courage, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you when someone has courage, for instance?
What does it mean to me? It means they have the ability to take a look at any situation and say, this might scare me, or I'm not sure that I can do this, but I'll give it a try anyway. I'll give it a go. And I think in order to have courage, there has to be belief on some level that you can actually get there, whatever that there is, whatever it is that you want to do. So, perhaps part of courage is building belief.
Right. And so if you, again, let's just apply common sense, because I like to speak in terms of quantum physics and theology, but common sense if I can't explain it using common sense, I pull it out of the picture. And if you take a person that comes into a life situation, let's say it's a business deal that you're sitting down, you're trying to establish a business agreement with somebody, and they don't have courage. So they don't have any faith that this is going to come to fruition. So what is a person that doesn't have courage? What do they have? Well, they have fear. So if you're dealing with a person who is fearful, you're dealing with a person that's going to be defensive. They're going to be skittish. They're going to be tough to negotiate with. And fearful people oftentimes lie. Fearful people oftentimes don't have a great deal of confidence in themselves. So self-esteem can be an issue. So as you apply these sorts of terms to one's consciousness and the brainwave frequency, and you take a look at it from just a simple common sense perspective, you can begin to see how negotiating with a person that doesn't have courage, how it comes out. And as a woman, how does it feel to be with a man that doesn't have courage, for instance? I mean, you can kind of feel that, right?
I think that piece is very true. And I also think that there's a piece where we tend to attract folks into our lives that kind of match who we are, like water rising to its own level. And I was a single parent for a very long time, and it was learning how to be as absolutely courageous as I could be in my own life, pushing past every fear, utilizing these principles that I learned. And I went from broke, homeless, single mother to building a sales team to the top 4% in the world. And so what happened as my consciousness grew and I began to gain more levels of courage, the person that I attracted into my life happens to be a very courageous, non-fearful person.
Right. Well, you bring up another principle, and that's the law of attraction. And the fact is, when you begin to speak in terms of who you're going to attract romantically, the types of employees you're going to attract, how this plays itself out in your physical existence. Well, the reality is your consciousness is at the essence of all of those transactions. If your consciousness is that of a courageous, honest, respectful person, when you begin to communicate with someone who has low self-esteem, with someone who is a victim mentality, that's a blamer, that is on the defensive, they're going to look at you like you're coming from a foreign country speaking a foreign language. And the analogy that I use is radio signals. You have an FM radio station. FM radio stations only play to FM receivers. And conversely, AM radio stations only play to AM receivers. So if you have an FM frequency person trying to communicate with an AM frequency, amplitude modulated person, well, they're not going to communicate. And the same thing happens with human beings. If you are coming from another level of consciousness, you're putting out a frequency, an energy, whatever you want to call it, that it's basically different. And have you ever been in a situation in a negotiation, in a relationship, where you were talking to somebody and you were vested, you wanted to make it work, but no matter what you did, they didn't understand what you were talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's quite possible. You're talking to someone that's either not as high of a consciousness as you are, or they might be higher. And the reality is we typically feel the most comfortable with people on our level. If you look at victim mentality people, you know, I hate to say it, but they're always hanging around with a bunch of victim mentality people. I mean, victim mentality people end with similar life situations and habits. And so, in other words, alcoholism, for instance, that is an outcropping of a consciousness level. Oftentimes, there's a direct correlation. Same thing if you look at the characteristics of people who are amazing at manifesting, who are great athletes, who are great visualizers, or who are great leaders. Same thing happens. Their consciousness is the same. I write a lot about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tiger Woods, and I did many interviews with people who I felt very strongly about growing up. And Muhammad Ali was another one. And all of these guys have one thing in common: is that they were taught to visualize at a very, very early age, and were able to visualize their successes. And if you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, for an example, he was a Mr. Olympian 5 times. He ended up marrying an East Coast Kennedy, governor of California. He was an action hero, a movie star. I mean, he's really got an incredible career behind him. And he's an example of someone that began visualizing, just, again, back to think yourself young. Well, he thought himself strong. He thought himself, he would visualize the way he wanted his bicep to look. And he would concentrate, he would focus, he would set his intention, he would declare his behaviors, which meant he worked out like crazy. And then he had faith because he kept working. The faith grows, and as your faith grows, that's the declaration, the detached part of the equation. You have to detach. The book, The Secret, much of Western culture talks about, you know, setting the intention. Just think about it, you'll get it. Well, I just don't buy that. I think it's set an intention, declare a set of behaviors, and then you have to have your subconscious and your consciousness in alignment with that intention, or it doesn't work. And I think that's something that a lot of the books that talk about the topic, they leave that last part out. That's also something that I learned when I was in Beijing, China, living with the monks, because all they did all day was learn to train their brain to go into what I call a faith wave. It's essentially, it's neuroplasticity. They meditated constantly, and they meditated on their faith. They ritualized their entire day was ritualized from the moment they woke up, creating food for the Buddha. And I mean, we can talk about some of those interviews. They're pretty amazing. And these people were amazing examples of how you can train the brain to go into a particular wave. And I talk a lot about some of the rituals. I talk about the food that they ate. I talk about the rituals that transpired, their meditation practices. And again, I interviewed one gentleman who was 123 years old, and he spoke of monks that he was aware of that were much older, living in the Himalayas. So they're definitely doing something right.
Well, what was very interesting is you're really receiving my DNA here, because the two next questions I had for you before you started speaking was detachment and the time with the monks. So
good.
I'm just going to sit here and telepathically send you my questions.
Brilliant.
Detaching.
Brilliant.
I want to talk about that for a minute, because I believe like you believe, and if you pick up a copy of my book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, you'll find that detachment is in there as an integral part of the creative process. So you're talking to somebody who truly understands, but I know a lot of folks don't understand what you mean when you're talking about being detached. Wait a second. You're telling me to focus on the things that I want, image myself young, take the actions that I need to do, declare, have my behaviors attach my intention, and you're telling me not to be attached to my outcome. So explain detachment to the listening audience for me.
Well, the first thing that we have to talk about, and I'm sure you're aware of this, the universe, God, or whoever you want, you entitled the entity that's in charge here, I believe it's principles, it's laws, but that entity doesn't listen to your words. It doesn't understand English. So you cannot fool the universe. You can't dress appropriately. You can't speak the right words. You can't lie to the universe. You can't set an intention and not believe in it and have the universe buy it. Because what the universe is picking up on is your frequency. It is an energy level. And that's the most important point that we need to get across to the listeners. It's not listening to your prayers in terms of your words. It's listening to your intention. It's listening to your energy. It's a vibration, if to put it simply. So ask me your question again. Ask me what you just asked me again.
What I just asked was, you know, we're here on this show telling folks that they can not only create
right,
the lives
detachment.
That they want, but they
got
can
it,
create,
got
right,
it.
Exactly.
Okay, so,
I'm saying, right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You reminded me where I needed to go with this. So, when you're speaking to the universe and you are having a thought, right? Your thought is a representation of your consciousness. Your consciousness is a frequency. It's a brainwave, and it can't be measured. It's electricity. So your thoughts are electricity. So that's what you're giving off. The detachment part is basically where you have it's going back to the waiter after you place your order. There's no doubt in your mind you're going to get the risotto. You don't, when you place the order properly and you say I want the risotto, instead of saying, you know, well, can you tell me a little bit about what else is on the menu, let's talk about the salad, what do you have for dessert, the way you place the intention and you know you're going to get it is I would like the risotto for dinner, and you smell the risotto, you taste the risotto as though you're already eating it. You've already achieved your intention. After the waiter goes away, you don't sit there and wonder, gosh, I wonder whether he's going to bring the risotto back. You don't go through a process of thinking about other things. You basically have set the intention, you've aligned the behaviors with that intention, and now you've detached. You've gone on to other things. And the universe acts exactly the same way. If you begin to send the universe another signal, like, I wonder whether this risotto is going to get here. I wonder whether I should have gotten lasagna. You're sending a mixed message. So the detachment part is basically, it's a quieting of the mind, but it's also a reflection of the faith that you have. If you're still attached to the intention, then it's clearly an indication that you don't have faith. So by detaching, you are changing your energy. You are faithful that you are going to achieve your intention.
That's what I call living in the wisdom of uncertainty. So be detached for a minute from this conversation, listening audience, because we're going to be right back after another commercial break. Be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This traffic update is brought to you by Garmin. 95 northbound at Northwest 103rd Street, we have an accident off to the shoulder. Also dealing with a crash on the 836 westbound at Northwest 72nd Avenue, dealing with some delays through there. Out of Broward County, 95 southbound at Hollandale Beach Boulevard, an accident off to the side. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And we're talking about thinking yourself young with author Peter Baxa. And before we went on the commercial break, we were talking about detaching, and that when you're in detachment, and I think this is such an important thing to talk about, that you, when you're in detachment, you carry that extraordinary belief that you know things will be created for you in your highest and best good. You know, Peter, we're talking about these principles, and for folks that have listened to some of this for the first time, the listening audience out there, how do you tell them to get started, to raise their level of consciousness, begin to understand things like detachment and intention?
Well, so much of it is your attitude, and one of the backbones to your level of consciousness and your ability to manifest is actually self-discipline. It's something that a lot of the books also don't really deal with. And self-discipline, not necessarily from the standpoint of effort and behavior. Obviously, effort and behavior are part of self-discipline, but it's more the attitude and the consciousness that comes out of being self-disciplined. Now, this is a perspective that came to my attention reading a theological text called the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, and this was written 5,000 years ago. And he basically posits that the underlying element of self-respect is self-discipline. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. I always thought, you know, self-respect, you can respect yourself. Where does it come from? And then I began to correlate that with, you know, experiences in my life. And when I started looking at some of these other folks that were highly successful, many of them were athletes that I looked at as a young man. And if you look at, for instance, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who basically began as a bodybuilder, and he would, you know, obviously work out. He'd focus on building his biceps, and he would see his biceps grow as a result of his workout. And, well, if you, again, put that into layman's terms, just imagine yourself. If you want to increase the size of your bicep and you don't do anything, and you just sit there and stare at it, well, you're probably not going to, it's not going to grow much. Right. So by applying self-discipline in a regimen that is in alignment with the intention of having larger biceps, you begin to lift weights because you heard that by lifting a barbell, your bicep will increase. Well, the first time you do it, the first week or two you do it, it begins to grow. Common sense. What happens? You have faith. You have faith in what? Well, you have faith in the process, number one. And then you begin to have faith in your ability to do things, number two, and that basically becomes self-respect and becomes a matter of, of creating a life situation.
Right, and then in turn, it creates the desire to continue to do more. It's like, oh, this really works. Let me do this. Let me do more of this as a person who has a trainer that knows how to work those biceps. Yes, it's true. And you think, oh, do I ever want to do this again? And then, yes, I really, really do, because look at the results. The results are great, which is really amazing. Let's talk a little bit about the monks and the interviews with those. And what element of their practices do you really feel contributed the most towards their longevity? And the longevity is important, but I think also a piece that I read that was amazing is their lack of disease. They're not dealing with heart disease and cancer and all the crazy things that we're listening to every day.
Right. And so, it became very clear to me as I was doing the interviews that it was the way that these monks were processing the life situations that they were being confronted with. It was their lifestyle. It was the way they were taught to think about things. It was the rituals, and it was you know, the theology that they were introduced to as students. The youngest monk that I spoke with was actually 23 years old, and I interviewed him for probably 2.5-3 hours. And it was interesting. He was a third generation monk, and it was very interesting to speak with someone who was studying theology and wearing the robe and having the thoughts that this 23-year-old was having, especially me coming from, I'm from the Midwest, I'm a Chicago. I mean, when you speak with people that are 23 here in the U.S., the differences. So that in and of itself was fascinating. But one of the questions that I asked him, and he, of course, monks, one of their rituals is to meditate. They meditate many times throughout the day as a part of their practices. And so I asked him, I said, how much time do you spend meditating each day? And Erd Ganji replied, he said, well, I don't really know. I, of course, cross-examined him because I figured he's got to know. I mean, he's meditating, and he's the one doing it. He must have some idea. I asked him several times. He said, well, I just don't know. And then I noticed that every time I asked him a question, his focus went down to his mala beads. And he basically was quieting his mind in between interview questions. So the answer was that the reason he didn't know is because every time he was not actively responding or reacting to a life situation, he's going to a quiet mind, focusing on his mala beads, enhancing his faith in the Buddha. Because I asked him, I said, what are you meditating on? He says, my faith in the Buddha. And so I thought that was really interesting that, an extrapolative thought or theory that I came out of was, if you apply set an intention, declare a set of behaviors, and then detach from that given life situation and place your order for a manifestation, if you actually do that on a foundation of a quiet mind, in other words, as Erd Ganji quieted his mind, and let's just say he wanted to set an intention out of that, he was setting on a completely quiet foundation. So applying common sense, so many of us in Western culture, we have 20 things going on at the same time, both physically, in our reality, and then also in our mind. You just talked about being a single mom. I can imagine, the quantity of data and thoughts and questions that were going through your mind when you were at your highest level of stress.
And we'll talk a little more about that when we come back. This is our last commercial break. Great conversation about thinking yourself young with Peter Baxa. We'll be right back.
Help shipping. Ameritrade website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.ameritrade.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Ameritrade is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Ameritrade today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, ameritrade.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to one of the fastest hours we've ever done here on Nothing But Good News Radio. We have a few minutes to go before the end of the hour, but before we went to commercial break, Peter, you were asking me about when I was a single parent and how much stress and how many thoughts filled my mind. And what's really interesting about that potentially very, very, very stressful time is I've been meditating for 3+ decades, and the more stressful a day would be, the more I would sit and meditate. And I also created a process by which to feed thoughts to my conscious and subconscious mind. So if it ever got to a place where it was extraordinarily stressful, I would go to my own process to be able to quiet my mind. And so at a time that potentially could have been extraordinarily stressful, and certainly there were some of those stressful times, I defaulted to what I knew was truth. And what's great is hearing you talk about these principles, the way you put them together. You're delightful to listen to. You have a way of languaging things that I know the listening audience is really getting as they're listening today. And it's a lot of the things that you've talked about that I was able to fall back on. And like I said, went from a broke, homeless, single mother. And I could say to creating success, but it's not the great success in my life that I take a look at. It's really understanding the creative process and then getting a chance to share that every day that makes living and breathing in this incredibly accommodating world amazing.
Right, and I think what you just underlined was that the idea that as you were suffering through some of the conflicts and some of the stressors that you were going through, you began to apply a process of meditation, changing your thought about the way that you're going to deal with the conflict, which I would emphasize is extremely healthy. It's something that's definitely changed my life. And through the meditation process, you are quieting your mind. You are rerouting neural pathways. You're applying neuroplasticity, or you are building your self-discipline, because as you're confronted with conflict, as you're confronted with the heat of a life situation, you have many different, we as humans have many different options in terms of the way that we will respond. And as you begin to meditate, you begin to set a clear intention, you begin to look, as you said, to begin to look at what the truth was, the underlying truth, and what was the best way to respond to a life situation, you begin to build self-discipline. And as Lao Tzu posited back in 5,000 years ago, he suggested that as we build self-discipline, as we go through these life situations, we build self-respect. And self-respect, again, people that have self-respect have a better chance of being courageous, they have a better chance of being honest up front. And as you begin to raise your level of consciousness, your brainwave frequency changes, it can be measured. And I posit that your life changes. You begin to manifest different life situations. You begin to attract different people.
Very much so, in a huge way. And I am test and testimony. But what I want to do, because we're less than 2 minutes to close, I want you to give the listening audience where they can find you. This 2 minutes is all yours. So just go ahead. How can they find you?
Well, great. This was a fast hour. This is great. It's a pleasure talking to you and great sharing this information. My three books are, the first one is The Point of Power, and that's a book that you can get at Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon, I think, Kindle. You can download it for a couple dollars. In that book, I talk about the theory. I talk a little bit about myself and how I got to studying this genre. And then I tell you how to do it. It's intend, declare, and detach. And the name of the book is The Point of Power. The second book is It's None of My Business What You Think of Me. And that book is kind of a layman's book who's not necessarily interested in the mysticism or the science, but, you know, here's some real life situations. And how much time do we spend worrying about what other people think about us and our ego? And then the last book is the one we're talking about today, is Think Yourself Young. And in that book, I spend one third of the book convincing you that the way that you think about aging is what manifests itself in the way that you look, the way that you act, and your physiological, the quality of your physiology. And then I also talk about how these things play themselves out in reality. And then I spend the last third of the book telling you about the monks and what they eat, specifically how that impacts on different organs in the body and why they
Peter,
do live past 120 years old.
Peter, we're heading out. It's peterbaksa.com, BAKSA.com. And like always, you can contact me, Candy G at CandyG.com. You got to get his stuff because Peter is amazing. This show's recorded. Go back and listen to it over and over and over again. Peter, thank you so much for coming to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And just get out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.